If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And the show is back to talking about the wonder of aging. It's a book from Atria, the author, best-selling New York Times best-selling author of The Wonder of Boys is Michael Gurian. And this is really a fascinating book, divides aging over the age of 50, which is interesting to me that it is 50, into three stages. The age of distinction and completion are what we're talking about now. Actually, one of our frequent listeners and frequent email questioners, Muriel, wrote about the freedom of dying, and she wanted to know what you really meant by that, Michael.
Yeah. The last two chapters, the chapter 7 deals with taking your second chances, making sure to get your second and third breath and your second and third wind and your second and third chance, and making sure to do that, you know, in the 60s and 70s. And the last chapter is on completion, and that's going to involve one's spouse dying and oneself dying, depending on the order in which that happens. So there's a story in that last chapter of a doctor who watched his grandmother gradually over a 10-year period die of Alzheimer's, and he made a decision. He said, you know, I've written an email to my family. We've got it stored up that if I get Alzheimer's, you know, a few years, and then once it gets to where I can't remember anyone and I'm just sitting there, I want to end things. I want to be done. And he and I had a lot of dialogues, his position about what I call a free death or a service death. And part of the idea that he talked about also was, okay, I'll have some resources to leave behind. All those resources could get sucked up into my dying. I would rather be of service and continue to be of use as a human being to those, you know, to my kids, grandkids, and community by leaving a legacy, by leaving these resources, by not taking up all these resources to live a few more months. I mean, this is, you know, a stark dialogue about this. And so I call it a free death or a service death, where we're still allowed to be of service even as we're dying. And that means we need to be able to say, this is what I want, and I'm doing it to be of service, and I need to be free to do that. And I believe that gradually we're moving toward this because so many of us are getting older, so we will take control of this. But right now, you know, that's a hard position. It's because I live in the state of Washington. We do have a death with dignity law, but very few people use it, and it's quite complex. And I would really like to see more of us involved in that and in that movement, so that in 10 to 20 years, we will have the freedom to die as we've had the freedom to live.
Now, talk to me about the lifetime of second chances as well. So you get pretty heavy when you talk about the freedom to die. Even Bridget, who smiles a lot, got very serious about that. So obviously that comes from some of the maybe your frequent, your mother's frequent visitor, if you will.
But Elizabeth Kubler-Ross.
Right.
Yes.
But now let's talk about a lifetime of second chances. What do you mean by that?
Well, yeah, a couple of stories are in there. One is of Eva Lastman, who she died at 92. She was a Holocaust survivor, and it wasn't until she was a grandparent and her grandkids were grown, so she was in her 70s, that she developed this lifetime of second chances. In other words, she had a whole second wind. She had never talked to people about the Holocaust and about her experiences. She had survived the Warsaw Ghetto, then been to Birkenau and Treblinka, and she was the only person in her family who survived. She came to live in Spokane, Washington, which is where I live. I got to know her here. And people will find it beautiful to hear her story and how she did it. Not until her 70s did she start going into elementary schools and middle schools and high schools and talking about it. Her soul opened up about it, but for her first, you know, the 50 years after her survival, she just couldn't talk about it. Well, that's an example of someone who, in their later years, is really focused on purpose and legacy and taking this second chance after the kids are grown, even the grandkids were grown, to do something of service and of use. And, of course, it fed her life. I mean, it really, until just the last number of months of her life when she got quite sick, she was still out there trying to talk to people about that experience. So that's just one example of second chances. And I talked about the Peace Corps volunteer. If this is part of positive aging, and by the way, the chapter on death is actually very positive.
I'll tell people they ought to read The Wonder of Aging. If you're any place near 50, 45 and over, get The Wonder of Aging, A New Approach to Embracing Life After 50. Michael Gurian, G-U-R-I-A-N, the website, michaelgurian.com. It's a book available any place. Thanks very much, Michael. And now we'll go to our Real Age Tip of the Week. And the Real Age Tip this week, steady your blood pressure with this picnic treat. It's picnic time. So drop your blood pressure down a few notches by enjoying this pink, juicy picnic treat more often. It's simple watermelon. Turns out watermelon, whether it's because it's loaded with the amino acid L-citrulline or not, has been shown in repeated studies to lower blood pressure and improve circulation. Decreases blood pressure by about 7/5. That's pretty big, actually. So savor some slices. 7/5 may sound like a small drop, but it's enough of a drop to prevent prehypertension from progressing to full-blown hypertension. And a drop in aortic systolic blood pressure is thought to be especially important in mitigating cardiovascular disease risk. In these studies, not only do people's systolic blood pressure drop when they took a watermelon extract of L-citrulline and L-arginine, but also their blood arterial function, that is the flow in their blood vessels, was much improved over the placebo group. That is, the watermelon extract contained approximately 2.7 grams of L-citrulline, the same amount you'd get from about 7 cups of watermelon. That's a lot of watermelon, but other studies have shown blood pressure benefit with smaller amounts, so don't feel you have to eat the whole melon. That's right. The benefit, reducing your blood pressure by losing excess weight or by any means you choose, can make your real age up to 25 years younger. That's right. Just reducing your blood pressure from 130 over 85 to what would be in this study, 128 over 81, makes you about 4.5 years younger. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. What do you think, Bridget? Do you have watermelon?
That was a good one. I actually had watermelon this afternoon.
So there is such a thing as watermelon slush, obviously. There's obviously watermelon gazpacho. That is using watermelon to make gazpacho. You can go to the ShareCare.com website to find the recipe for watermelon gazpacho. In the next hour. Well, I'm not allowed to tell you about the next hour. I forgot about that. But in any case, we've had a great guest, The Wonder of Aging with Michael Gurian. We'll be right back next week for this hour. And if you're on one of those stations that keeps having us, you can listen to us the next hour as well on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that. And then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. Very proud
of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julian and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.